Hello and welcome to the Healing Mind magazine podcast. I'm your host, Marietta Camera, and today's topic is about know your own worth. And this podcast is brought by BetterViewCleaning.com. And the type of people who I want to speak with today, the type of people that I like to reach, are people with real talents and skills. So if you're ready to take your work life to the next level, you and I should talk. So, as you know, it takes courage, especially if you have been in the same position for several years, 5 years, 10 years. So you know how everything goes and you get your paycheck every week or bi-weekly or bi-monthly. And you just really know what it's all about. But, you know, people do talk. And once you find out, somebody in the same position working for another company, they're getting paid a lot more than you do. So, and what happens is when you find this out, it's kind of like a little disbelief, maybe a little envious feelings come up. But then you kind of start researching and you look at, you know, different pay scales, and then you say, you know, maybe I should really ask for an increase. So you do. You get all your courage up and you have a meeting with your manager or with the owner of the company, and they say, look, sorry, we can't give any increases this year. For that matter, we're just happy to keep everybody on board without any layoffs. So, of course, you leave the conversation and you just say, well, I'm lucky I have a job and let's not bring it up. It wasn't a good idea. And as time goes on, you start doing more work with the company. Maybe one job was eliminated and they're not replacing that person. So you get to do a job of another person. So you do two people's job and get paid for one. So that all adds to the anxiety and to the thoughts. And you say to yourself, you know, I really got to do something about it. Because it does nag on you. It does bother you inside. It would bother anybody. So first of all, it really takes courage to start and really look at other opportunities and find out about the company and maybe some inside information, you know, if that's even possible. There's a lot of things on social media. You know, people post a lot of things. And you always got to read. At least that's what I do. I read everything. So, but mainly it takes courage because you say, okay, well, I have a family. I have other obligations. So, you know, it's a little tough. I understand that. But, you know, I would like you to look at, you got to stand up for yourself. Because if you don't, nobody else will. You can continue in this for a long time, 20 years, 25 years, same pay, you know, maybe with a couple of cents increase, forget it. Can't have that. You got to do this while you have the strength and the desire, and you got to do something about it. So we got to start building courage. Then we're going to prepare ourselves. You're going to prepare yourself with industry knowledge. You're going to find out about if you want to stay in the same industry that you're in. Or maybe make changes. Maybe you already know, you know what, I like to learn a little more. I like to maybe get into a different arena of work. Well, let's find out what skills they're looking for. And let's see if they're compatible with your thinking. And maybe work on it. Maybe do some volunteer work. And let's just say, with the other industry that you want to get into, there's a lot of, let's say, communication required. Maybe presentations. Today, anywhere, everywhere, you have to give presentations within a company, within departments, outside of the departments. It has to be second nature to anybody. There is nothing to be afraid of. And I have to say, I come from the accounting world of 14 years. Now, I said, oh, I don't have a problem with communication. Well, I certainly did, because, you know, in accounting, you don't get to communicate that much. You know, of course you talk, but that's not communication. It's really conversing and being able to speak in front of your peers or potential clients. So that is just something that needs to be learned, and I can help with that. There is no need to go the other route, to start going to belonging to different organizations and this, that, and the other. You don't have that much time. You can't dabble around, because when we need to learn the communication skills, you know, you have to have a beginning and an ending. And by a certain time, a certain timeline, you're done. You're finished. You got to master it. So, and it's mainly losing the fear. And that, I don't think it will take that long. I will not give somebody a long leash. You'll be coming in a natural environment where you won't even think about that you're doing presentations. That's the thing, because we got to get away from the fear. And I know it took me a long time, and I had the desire to do it. I wouldn't have been able to do my work if I had not looked at the fear and the skills I needed to have. You can't be in the finance business and you have to do presentations in front of potential clients. You have to talk about a certain product. And I give you an idea. I had about 11 business owners that owned a pizza place. It was Domino Pizza, to be exact, back in the 80s. I never forget that, 1984. And all business owners were under the umbrella of headquarters. And they all had their policies, their health insurance policy through corporate. And they wanted to get their own policy by each store. That's how they wanted to handle. And wouldn't you know, yes, as an adult, I knew my thing. I knew the product and this, that, and the other. And, you know, as soon as we sat around the big table and I see 11 men looking at me, I totally froze mentally. I lost it. Good thing I had a colleague with me who was very versed in the health insurance business, and he did the presentation, and I tried to look like I was very knowledgeable. At least I tried to look the part. Whether I really did or not, I have not the slightest idea, but I said, this won't happen to me. I will not tolerate this. So I did my journey of learning how to communicate. There are many, many other skills, customer service skills, sales skills that we need to have. We may not work in those departments. We work with the departments, but we need to know, and the owner of a company needs to know, I can take such and such person. If we're short, we can add this person or move this person into another department temporarily to help out. You got to know about a lot of things. That's it. And this is the only way you will find out if you like it or not. But you have to be, the flexibility to be able to help out in different departments means a lot to a business owner. So let's say you're really now toying with the idea of maybe getting into another industry. So I would recommend going through a personal designed program. I will design that for you, and I will train you to be fit, to be able to even apply for a position of an industry that you've never worked in before. You have to have that knowledge, the skills, obviously, and I would recommend not to listen to anybody except yourself, because only yourself, you can make this happen. Not your wife, not your husband, not your aunt, not your grandmother, who knows who they all are. Because they all say, oh, you can do it, you can do it. No, you have to be ready. You have to play the part. You have to know your part. So, but you have to have guidance. Do not spare money. Do not save on money. Because when it comes to preparing yourself, you need guidance from a professional like myself. So, we work on everything. We work on the courage. We work on the knowledge. We work on your mind. And also your belief system, because you have to make it all happen. And, you know, once you make that decision and you make that leap, you'll be able to sit in confidence in front of that new potential employer and talk about what you can do and what you've done. So, and to tell them why you can do the job. That I recommend. And not staying put because you're comfortable. Since you're a fast learner and you have the drive, you know your own worth. You know, right now they're paying you barely over the minimum wage. Now, how can anybody support themselves, pay rent, buy clothes, buy food? And if you have a family, it's even worse. Don't accept it. Make something of yourself. Please give me a call at 203-505-3660. And I will help you go to the next level. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.